The locker room pep talks are over, the players and coaches are ready, and the fans are fired up. It's time for high school basketball on your local sports authority, CARE Radio 93.7. Find us online at mscsports.net. Stay tuned for the Highland Community College pregame show and your starting lineups, brought to you by Taco John's.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Start your day with Taco John's breakfast, scrambler breakfast burritos, spicy chorizo breakfast burritos, potato ole scrambler, Mexican donut bites, cold brew coffee, and more. And wake up Wednesday mornings for meat and potato burritos, just $1.99. All that at Taco John's in Atchison. Bigger, bolder, better.
Good evening and welcome to Winchester, Kansas, where we're getting set for some high school hoops here this evening on CARE Radio in the Northeast Kansas League. It'll be Jefferson County North playing host to Pleasant Ridge. Hello again, everybody. We've got Joseph back at the CARE Radio Sports Studio. He's producing, he's engineering, he's like wiring up things, he's like standing upstairs with the little aluminum foil in his hand, getting stuff worked up, and he's doing all kinds of stuff. You can't even believe it. Joseph, thank you for all this stuff. Happy to be with you here this evening. Tom counts these two teams getting set to go. JCN or Pleasant Ridge played way back in the middle of December 17th, and it was a Pleasant Ridge win, 33-31. Hotly contested game, and this is going to be just like it as the ball goes up and tips away. Control down by JCN. We're underway. Under head coach Steve Knoll and his assistant, Rich Jobbins. JCN is starting Tara Wistuba and Claire Jobbins, Macy Thompson, Clara Johnson, and Lydia Tweed. JCN to the home, whites with green, being very patient with his first possession of the game. Pleasant Ridge out here with head coach Laurie Gann, and she's starting a freshman, Bella Major, sophomore Mia Ernson, and sophomore Ava Potter, and a couple of seniors with Gabby Watkins and Avi Nooch. JCN passes into the corner, turns the ball over, and here comes Pleasant Ridge with the ball. They are in their traditional navy and gold. Think Michigan Wolverines. Here's a pass over to the left side. They'll take it deep into the corner and lob it back out on top. We're still scoreless nearly a minute into the game. In fact, neither team has taken a shot yet. Here's a drive down to the baseline. Great defense. Cut off there. The feet into the lane. The dish over to the right block. The running shot is up. It's in plus one. Count the bucket and one to Macy Thompson. We'll pick up the personal foul. Counting the bucket. Macy, foul number one, and an opportunity right out of the gate for freshman Bella, How about Mia? That's going to be sophomore Mia Ernson coming to the line here. She'll eye it, shoot it, and it's going to be a little wide to the right side. Thompson rebounds it down. It is 2-0. Pleasant Ridge. So feed over to the baseline. Now the pass in the middle is going to be batted free. Loose on the floor. They're going to call a jump ball. Possession arrow will go to Jefferson County North. No. Possession arrow is going to go to Pleasant Ridge. So Ridge is going to have the basketball end. They're going to walk it up the floor, bringing it up, alternating hands with the dribble. It's going to be Gabby Watkins. Gabby brings it across. It'll skip pass over to the left side of the free throw line. A 2-0 lead early on here for Pleasant Ridge. Full slate of games going on around the NEKL tonight. We'll keep you abreast of some of those scores. Here's a shot from the left wing. It's up no good. Offensive rebound underneath is batted away, but rescued. Saved out on top to Major. Back out. It'll come to Watkins. She starts to the left side. Now they'll skip it over to the right side of the free throw line to Ernson. Mia dishes it back over to the wing, and we have a reach-in foul on JCN. Russell's got to be on Tara with Stuba, and Head coach Steve Noel is on his feet telling his team, okay, just relax a little bit. Don't rush it very early in the game to get in any foul trouble. Here's a feed over to the left side of the lane. The drive of the running one-handed shot is up, but it won't go in. Rebounding it in is going to be Claire Jobbins. Here comes Jeff North. Player will outlet it all the way down the floor. It's going to be lost out of bounds and turned back over by J.C. And they've got a couple of turnovers here in the very, very early going of the game. We're less than 2 minutes in. 2-0, Pleasant Ridge in front. I don't think you can be real surprised if this is a low-scoring business here tonight. Again, their first meeting, 33-31. Not exactly a score fest in that one. And so this one's probably going to be much like that. Long cross-court pass to the right side. The dish into the corner. The baseline three is up and too strong. And rebound, battle for three players fall hard to the floor. And we're going to get a foul on Pleasant Ridge, Mia Ernson. This is an officiating crew with whom I am basically unfamiliar. I recognize one of them only, the senior member of the crew, a couple of younger coaches or probably former players at some level and out here getting a little good game experience here tonight. JC in with the basketball. Back out on top, it'll come to Wastuba. Kara slides over to the left side. Ridge stays in a player defense. Wastuba drives all the way to the baseline, left side of the lane, backing in, and the senior official says, okay, there's a bump, and Mia Earns and throws her hands in the air. That is a quick two fouls on her. Less than 2 minutes into the game, and she's an integral cog in Coach Gann's Lady Rams team. She's going to have to come out here very shortly. JCN putting the ball in, playing from down to the baseline. They'll take it out on top, thinking about the three, and here it goes on its way short. Rebound, saved, and did she lose it? Or is it on the floor? JCN saves it, and they're going to control the ball back. Wow, that was walking the tightrope at the baseline, and then just unable to get that thing hauled in. JCN is going to rescue it. 4:50 to go in the opening quarter, still 2-0. The feed into the lane, and a ton of traffic. The turnaround shot is short. Rebound lost out of play. It'll be off Macy. A couple of substitutions coming in for Pleasant Ridge. It will be Maddie Heim checking into the game. And let me look out there. I thought I saw Katie coming in. Is that right? We'll pick them up here in just a minute as they come up the floor. No, that's going to be Riley Cox in the game. 4.5 to go in the opening quarter. Still 2-0 Pleasant Ridge here in Winchester, Kansas. Good to have you along here this evening. The drive into the baseline right. We're going to get a traveling call. Back is going to come the other way. Here comes JCN. Now they put the complaint right in front of the student cheering section here to the far, far right. I have the ideal viewpoint to watch a game here in Winchester. Just a couple of rows right behind the scorer's table. Close enough to the scorer's table to keep an eye on what's going on. Elevated enough to have a good look at the floor. Shot goes up for Macy. No good. Gets your own rebound. Follows up. Can't get that one. And this time the board's going to be cleared away by Pleasant Ridge. Here come the Lady Rams. Halfway through the opening quarter. Still 2-0. Back on top side. That's going to be Gabby Watkins. They'll swing it around to the left to Bella. Major will lob it back out on top. Watkins, they'll swing it around to the right side. It's going to be Maddie Heim. Here's a three. Launch from around. No good. That thing was halfway down. And then, coming down with the basketball, Thompson slips and falls. And they're going to call for a travel. Coach Noel thought she got pushed. JC will make its first substitution. And now two of the evening, bringing in both Elizabeth Easterday and Abby Laird. Another new player coming into the lineup for Pleasant Ridge, and we're going to see Emma Murphy, another sophomore, check in. It is still 2-0. Inbound pass is going to be slapped that way by Tara Wastuba. Pleasant Ridge is going to have it back in right in front of the Lady Charger bench. 3.5 to go in the opening quarter. 2-0. 2 points scored by Mia Ernson way back. Here's a three-pointer up too strong. Rebound hauled down by Wastuba. She'll outlet up the floor, taking it down the right side. Driving layup is up and missed. Claire couldn't get that thing to fall, and here comes Ridge. Down with it is Maddie Hine. Quickly to the right side. Nothing there. The JCN defense getting back very, very quickly. 3 minutes left in the first quarter. little head fake on the right side. The drive to the baseline, playing off a screen. The dish on top, a wide open uncontested three. Won't go. And a rebound. Ridge will save it down. Little left-hand dribble up to the top side by Gabby Watkins. And J.C. and settles into its 1-3-1 zone now. Pass comes out top side. Ava Potter. Here's another shot for three. That one won't go in. And another Ridge rebound. Follow shot. Nope. And this time Tara was stupid. We'll clear it down. Here comes Jefferson County North. Outlet. Elizabeth. Can she handle it? Does save it. Can't get a shot away. Wastuba will go for three. Gets it! Tara Wastuba. First points of the ball game for JCN. Puts them in front. With 2:20 to go in the opening quarter, they lead it 3-2. And again, Lady Chargers back in the 1-3-1 zone. At Lydia Tweed at the baseline. Elizabeth Easterday at the top. Now for the deep corner on the left side of three. Set sail. No. Another rebound for Wastuba. And again, in the outlet pass to Claire. She'll dish it off in the middle. The one-handed shot is up. It's in plus one. Count for the bucket, Lydia Tweed. And this is the second consecutive trip off the floor where JCN has run identically the same play. A foul is going to be on Maddie Heim. It'll be her first and Pleasant Ridge team foul three. We're just under 2 minutes to go in the opening quarter at a minute 59. Ridge is going to bring Bella Major back in. No, they're going to bring Bella Major back in. It's not going to be Cox coming out, but it's going to be Potter coming out for Pleasant Ridge. Coming to the free throw line, Lydia Tweed, the senior. Looking to complete that conventional three-point play. Right-handed shot, high, arcing, hits the back of the rim, and the long rebound is going to be battled for and stolen away by Abby Laird. She just peeled it away. Here's a shot from the top. It's three from the outside for Clara Johnson. Quickly. JCN on back-to-back possessions. They were trailing a moment ago, 2-0. They now lead it 8-2. 1:40 to go. Opening quarter. Cross-court pass for Pleasant Ridge is going to be batted. Slapped out of bounds into the scorer's table here. JC going to make a trio of substitutions. Macy coming back into the game. You're going to get Claire Jobbins back in and entering the JCN lineup for the first time this evening. We're going to find Zeta Knoll. Minute and a half to go in the opening quarter. 8-2 JCN. They've come from behind and raced to a quick 6-point lead. Couple of long shots and that makes a big difference. That'll turn a game around in a hurry. Here's a Ridge shot for three. That's up and in. They've taken a number of them, and that one goes in for Maddie Heim, the first three tonight for Ridge, and it is 8-5. And we're at 1:05 to go in the opening quarter. Team's beginning to find the range just a little bit. Here's a drive to the left side. Nothing doing. Comes out on top to Clara. Johnson gets the ball on top, and we're going to have a trip and a fall, and Claire Jobbins jumps up. She is okay. And I think the foul is going to be on Katie. We'll wait for our official to help us out here. It is Katie Heim with her first foul of the game. New scoreboard stuff here. Scoreboard controllers and staff doing a good job of getting all that technology figured out. Lady Chargers with the basketball. 40 seconds to go in the opening quarter. They lead it here 8-5, a single possession lead. Driving around to the right side, Clara. Backs in, no room, comes back off on top to Claire. To the right side, and it's going to be batted away, stolen. Here comes Ridge. Driving up court with the basketball, now they're going to stop it, set up the offense with a half a minute to go in the opening quarter. They have the ball, trailing it by three, at 8-5. Little right-hand dribble coming way out top side to Maddie Heim. Dumps it over to the left, the three is airborne, and good! Pumped deep in the left corner, we are deadlocked at 8. 3-point shot in front of our side by Gabby Watkins. 7 seconds. 6. Here's Elizabeth Burr out from an outside shot. No. Ridge rebounds it down, and that will take us to the end of the opening quarter. It has been exciting, and it can't get any closer than this. After one in Winchester, Pleasant Ridge at JCN. Ladies game tied at 8.
Start your day with Taco John's breakfast, Scrambler breakfast burritos, spicy chorizo breakfast burritos, potato ole scrambler, Mexican donut bites, cold brew coffee, and more. And wake up Wednesday mornings for meat and potato burritos, just $1.99. All that at Taco John's in Atchison. Bigger, bolder, better.
getting ready to get underway with the second quarter. It is an 8-8 ball game for Pleasant Ridge. A couple of threes, one by Gabby Watkins, one by Maddie Heim, and the other two from Mia Ernzen for JC, and a couple of threes, one by Tara Wistuba, one by Clara Johnson, and two for Lydia Tweed. And both of those twos were opportunities at conventional threes, and neither of them hit the subsequent free throw. So that's how evenly this game has been played so far. Perhaps the one difference is fouls. JC and has two fouls, one each on a couple of players, but for Pleasant Ridge, four fouls, and Mia Ernzen has two of them. Alternate possession will award the basketball to Jefferson County North, and the Lady Chargers putting it in play. We're underway here in the second quarter. JC in here at home in the late going of the season. Jeff North comes in as the feed goes into the lane on the court one time. No room. Back out on top. A little bit of a head fake. Here's a shot from the outside. The long two misses. Macy comes up with a rebound. Goes up. It's off the rim and it won't go in, but she comes to the line for two. The official will stroll over here and give us a heads up. The foul is on Pleasant Ridge, and it'll be the first of the game by Emma Murphy. And at the line for JC and Macy Thompson for a couple of free throws. JC and coming into the game at 10-6 on the season. First free throw is good. Pleasant Ridge comes in at 7-9. Second free throw by Macy, right in there. She will get them both, but but JC in back in front by two. We're in the first half a minute of the second quarter. Pleasant Ridge coming up the floor with it and dribbling it up court is going to be Maddie Heim. Maddie, a sophomore. This Pleasant Ridge team, really young. Gabby Watkins, Avi Nooch, the two seniors on the team. Now the pass out of top is going to be stolen. Here comes Claire. She'll drive it down the floor, stop as she comes into the forecourt, gets double-teamed, comes out between the circles of Lydia. Tweed over to the left side of Macy. Thompson kicks it back to the left, driving in. Beautiful running shot, that won't fall. Rebound is on the floor. Players rolling all over the place. And we're going to take a little time out, Joseph. Let's take a break. What do you say? 7 minutes to go in the first half. JCN 10, Pleasant Ridge 8.
What do you say about a bank that's been in business for 165 years? That it's strong, stable, and secure. It's a bank that stays ahead of the times, offering the latest in technology, products, and services. It has a great staff, offering the best of the best in customer service. If you're looking for that kind of bank, come see the staff at Exchange Bank and Trust.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community-minded, that's my bank.
Dr. Sean McCool and Dr. Christine McCool at Cedar Ridge Veterinary Clinic have over 20 years experience handling both emergency and routine care for your animals, large and small. Specializing in small animal knee surgery, reproduction, and orthopedic and soft tissue surgery. For more information, visit their website at cedarridgeveterinaryclinic.com or call them at 913-367-3600. Cedar Ridge Vet, customizing care to meet the needs of you and your pet.
Welcome back to Winchester. A lot of games around the area here. Girls' games have already reached halftime. We will update you on some of those scores as we have opportunities here this evening. But right now, the matter at hand, JCN putting the ball in play. A long shot is up. It's no good. And a long rebound is going to be cleared away by Bella Major. Here comes Pleasant Ridge. 6:50 to go in the opening half here in Winchester. NEKL opponents. Over to the right side. Baseline three is going to hit the side of the backboard. Get rebounded down by Clara Johnson. Mayor will bring it up the court for Jeff North. She'll dump it out on top to Elizabeth. Easterday with the basketball. Dribbles toward the top. Dumps it over to the right side to Macy. Macy brings it out to the point. It's going to be Easterday with the ball there. Now the cutter to the right side. All alone, a beautiful play. And the layup is up and good. Claire Johnson for two. That was exquisitely run. And it's 6:15 to go in the half. JCN is pushed to a 4-point lead, up 12-8. They ran that motion and ran that motion until the defender got screened off on that player defense, that man defense, if you will. Here's a baseline three, up too strong, and rebounded on the fly by Claire. Here comes JC in. Chavez will take it into the forecourt, down to 5:50 to go in the opening half. Over to the right side is Macy. Thompson way out above the three-point circle. That's not her normal habitat out there. She's looking in the middle, and there's your 5 seconds closely guarded. She never was able to get rid of the basketball. Coach Knowles like, come on, guys, move. Back into the game for Pleasant Ridge will come Riley Cox. And also re-entering the game is going to be Avi Nooch. It's a 12-8 Lady Charger lead here in Winchester with 5:42 to go in the opening half. Ridge into the forecourt. Little right-hand shoulder-high dribble by Maddie Heim as she'll bring it up. Stop at the top, dump it over to the left side to Bella. Major looks inside, again, against his zone defense. Here's a baseline three. It's up and missing, and a long rebound pulled down by JCM. Flying up court with this Claire. Jobbins will lose the handle of the ball. It'll be stolen away by Bella Major. And Pleasant Ridge right back on offense. Ridge very opportunistic, taking advantage of any chink in the armor. And that ball got away for just a moment, and they did a great job. Their defense alert right there after the ball. 5 minutes to go in the first half. Baseline three for Ridge. Up and rattles home. Knocking it down, Bella Major. Three different players out for Pleasant Ridge who hit a three-point shot, and it is a 12-11 game. Here's a JCN three missing, and the long rebound cleared away by Pleasant Ridge and Maddie Heim. Maddie drives down, coast to coast. Shot's going to be blocked out of bounds by Johnson. Pleasant Ridge is going to replace Maddie Heim with Gabby Watkins, so the senior point guard, back into the lineup. We're still 4:48 to go in the opening half. Here's the inbound and the unobstructed baseline three is up and good, and Pleasant Ridge goes back in front. From deep in the right corner, the first points of the ball game for Riley Cox. And it is now 14-12, Pleasant Ridge. 4.5 to go in the half. Really nice crowd on hand, not only because of two great rivals, but also because tonight here at Jefferson County North, it is king and queen of course. Coach Knoll taking a timeout with the Lady Chargers, and we're going to take it along with him. It comes here at 4:27 to go in the half in Winchester with your score. Pleasant Ridge 14, Jeff North 12.
Atchison Auto Parts is your independent Napa dealer, locally owned and operated. Stop by and see faces you recognize that have been in the business for over 50 years combined. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right part for your passenger vehicle or heavy-duty parts for the big trucks. They carry a line of diesel engine parts, including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax, Cummins, and Powerstroke engines. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Good to have you back with us here. High school hoops this evening on CARE Radio. We're going to see the same Pleasant Ridge team again next week. In fact, Tuesday night, we'll be down at Easton to watch Pleasant Ridge and Valley Falls in a game that, along with the guys' game tonight, that game Tuesday, major implications for the championship of the Northeast Kansas League. Those three teams are battling it out for first place. Here comes Jefferson County North coming out of the timeout. Let's see what they have elected to do. Topside Elizabeth Easterday. With Tara Wastuba getting banged up a little bit ago, Elizabeth has stepped in to take the one spot. Comes back out on top to her. Ridge staying with their player defense. Now the pass into the middle is going to be off the hands and escapes. Picked up by Watkins. Here comes Gabby. She'll dump it over to the left side. Riley Cox thought about the shot. Does it. Kicks in. Now kicks back. Cox three. No. Rebound. Watkins will take the long board right in front of the Jeff North bench. Lady Chargers will stay in the 1-3-1. Macy Thompson playing it at the 5 now. Here's a shot from 3. Oh, and rebound. Ridge with another offensive rebound. They have been really, really good on the offensive boards tonight. 3.5 to play in the first half. Baseline 3, too strong. This time the board is going to be lost. It's out of bounds, and it'll be Charger basketball. Back into the JCN lineup is going to come Abby Laird. She'll be in for Macy. 3.5 to go in the half. Easterday walks it up the floor. Kind of lost it for a minute. Almost touched it with both hands, but is able to recover from that. Swings it over to the left side. Out on top is Claire. Jobman to the right to Clara Johnson. The kick back over to the top. I talk about this all the time. We have Claire and Clara, Jobbins and Johnson. So I have to be very careful, and I hope that I'm not confusing you too much with those names that are so very, very similar. Ball's going to be knocked away out of bounds. JC and putting it back in at their baseline right beneath the goal. It'll come in on the left. 3:15 to go and rolling along here toward halftime. Now the bomb is just going to be batted away and trying to steal it back. Claire Jobbins will reach in and pick up the foul. It'll be her first tonight. So Claire will get A, the turnover, and B, the thing that you see so often is you try to make up for having made the error, you end up picking up a foul in the process. That will be JCN, team foul 3. Pleasant Ridge has committed a half dozen fouls so far. We're now inside 3 minutes to go in the opening half. It is still a 14-12 Pleasant Ridge lead. The visitors have been hitting from the outside, and that has been the difference for them so far in this first half. Swing pass over to the left side. Watkins lobs underneath. They get it to the post, who puts it up and in. Ava Potter with her first points of the game, and JCN, or rather, Pleasant Ridge extends its lead over JCN to 16-12. With 2.5 to go in the half, here's a driving shot. Easterday off the backboard, rolls out, no. Rebound, Laird had it, lost it, falls to the floor, and they're going to call a jump basketball. Back into the game will come Macy. Coach Noel with two nice, tall post players, rotates them in and out very, very frequently. 16-12 Pleasant Ridge, 2:25 to play. Here in the first half. Don't forget the guys game coming up after this one. That thing will be fantastic. House comes on top, over to the right block, the kick back to the outside, the set shot for three. No, you heard them groan from the crowd as that thing was down inside, rolled all the way around and kicked out. It looked like, remember the old days when you had the motorcycle and the barrels at the fairs and they would go around? That's what it did. It spun around. And luckily, the motorcycles don't fly out the top. That basketball did. Here comes Pleasant Ridge putting the ball in play down to the baseline. A running shot trying to draw the foul, unsuccessful. Rebounding it down is going to be Jeff North. Now the pass up court was thrown a little bit wildly. I don't know to whom that ball was going, but it ends up in the hands of Pleasant Ridge, who comes back up the floor. With a minute 45 to go in the opening half, Pleasant Ridge has the basketball. They lead by 4, and we're going to get a Ridge timeout. Taking a break with Coach Gann. 1:45 to go in the half. It's Pleasant Ridge 16, Jeff North 12.
Want to win a dinner and movie package just in time for Valentine's Day? Sandra Trumpeter at Farmers Insurance and Rocket Mortgage invites you to sign up through February 10th for your chance at a $75 Riverhouse gift card and a $25 Fox Theater gift card. Stop by her office at 312 Commercial or email your name, address, and phone number to strumpeter@farmersagent.com. See details at the Sandra Trumpeter Insurance Agency Facebook page. NMLS number 2183332.
Back with you here in Winchester, Kansas. Joseph, our producer and engineer in the studio, Tom Couch at the here courtside, coming out of the timeout. See if, what, if any, adjustments Pleasant Ridge may have made here. They took that break. Here they come around to the right side. JCN sticking with the zone, but they've changed the zone. It is now a little 2-3 zone. The drive shot up, a good shot, but it won't fall in. Thompson coming out with a rebound. She stretches way out to haul that thing in. We're at a minute 20 to go in the half. Clara Johnson to the right side. Comes back out on top to Lydia. Tweed will hand it over to Elizabeth Easterday. Now held up topside Johnson. 1:05 to go in the half. The dish over to Easterday again. She's way out on the right wing. Looking in the middle. Wants somebody to move. Nobody does much. And now she'll finally get it back up on top. Brings it up there to Noel. Zetta back over to the right side. Skip pass looking for Zetta. And the ball is going to be kicked by a defender and knocked out of bounds. Pleasant Ridge will go to the bench. And for the first time tonight, it's going to be Kelsey Coe into the game. JCN into the baseline. We're in the last minute of the first half, and we're going to call that over and back. I thought that thing was slapped and knocked away. And the officials, Coach Noma, is livid, and I think he's got a pretty legitimate beast here. And the officials are just kind of ignoring him. Here comes Pleasant Ridge back with the ball. 40 seconds to go in the half. Lady Rams have the ball, leading it by four. They'll dish it over to the right side. Bella Major in the corner. Another three launch, and this one is going to be caught on the fly by J.C. as it misses long. Down the right side it comes. Claire Jobbins brings it down. Comes out on top to Clara Johnson. 25 seconds to go in the half. J.C. backs away. What they're doing is luring the defense away from the rim. See if they can get a cutter inside. Now they're just going to go for the three. Hits the back, no good. Rebound tipped out. Hauled down by Pleasant Ridge. They got plenty of time to get a shot away with 10. Across the timeline into the forecourt at 8. Over to the right side in the shot at 7. Off the rim, no. Rebound, spot 4, and a foul called with 2 seconds left in the half. Now, that's not going to be a shooting foul. It's going to be a foul on Elizabeth Easterday, but it's only team foul 4. Originally putting it in play, and they're going to have to hurry. 2 seconds left before halftime. They're going to get a shot up. They have to hurry. They'll bring it out. They're not realizing the time. The ball is on the floor, and it's going to come to halftime right there. We'll be back in Winchester to summarize the opening half for you. Your intermission score, Pleasant Ridge 16, JCN 12.
It's time for the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. Stay tuned. Your first half recap is coming up right after this.
Amberwell Health grew right here in Northeast Kansas when Atchison Hospital rebranded with a vision to connect their communities and their care. That vision continues with Hiawatha Community Hospital joining the Amberwell family as Amberwell Hiawatha. Amberwell Health now includes 2 complete care locations, Amberwell Atchison and Amberwell Hiawatha, and 5 clinic locations in Atchison, Horton, Highland, Leavenworth, and Troy. Together, Amberwell continues to serve their communities and their patients, combining knowledge, resources, and a dedication to provide clinical excellence and compassionate care. Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. The $6 meal deal featuring the bacon cheeseburger is back in February, and be sure to try the new Red Velvet Cake Blizzard. It's the perfect balance of rich red velvet cake pieces, silky cream cheese icing, and smooth vanilla soft serve. Check them out on the DoorDash app for delivery to your home or work. All at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Fan food, not fast food.
Good to have you with us here this evening. High School Hoops on Care Radio. Halftime of the ladies' game finds the visitors from Pleasant Ridge in front, 16-12. A recap of the first half scoring for you. Pleasant Ridge leads in this game because they've been able to hit from the outside, and they've taken a ton of outside shots, but they have been able to hit enough. They've hit 4 three-point shots, a three-point shot each for Bella Major, Gabby Watkins, Maddie Heim, and Riley Coy. 2 points apiece, Ava Potter and Mia Ernston. That's the Ridge scoring. No player for Pleasant Ridge has hit more than one shot. But wait a minute. For JCN, no player has hit more than one shot. Tara Wistuba and Clara Johnson have each hit a 3. 2 apiece then for Lydia Tweed, Claire Jobbins, and then Macy Thompson, a couple of free throws. So there you have your halftime scoring. Fouls? Well, for Pleasant Ridge, Mia Ernston got in trouble early. First couple of minutes of the game had 2 fouls, and she has played a very limited amount. I'm sure we'll see a lot more of her as we get to the third quarter. So for Pleasant Ridge, a half a dozen fouls in the first half. For JCN, only 4, 1 each on 4 different players. Guys, teams are out of the court warming up. Don't forget, the boys' game coming up after this one will be outstanding, so you don't want to miss it. Right now, though, we're going to take a break. Halftime of the ladies' game in Winchester. With your intermission score, Pleasant Ridge 16, Jeff North 12. We're kicking it back to our man Joseph in the Care Sports Studios for yet another fantastic halftime.
Dealing with electrical problems can be dangerous and expensive. If you're not sure of what you're doing, call the electrical professionals at Gerber Electric at 913-367-2731 and let them handle it. They provide commercial, residential, and industrial service and can be reached 24 hours a day in case of an emergency. Gerber Electric is licensed, bonded, and insured, so you'll feel comfortable trusting your electrical issue to them. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition.
A wise investor once said, "The stock market is filled with individuals who know the price of everything, but the value of nothing." At Cottle Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to know the difference between value and price. Whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with, give us a call to learn more at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC. Benjamin Franklin once wrote about investing. An investment in knowledge pays the best interest. At Cottle Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to navigate the world of investments. Let us answer your most pressing questions about the markets. Whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with, give us a call to learn more at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC.
Since 1972, Acheson Construction has been serving Northeast Kansas and Northwest Missouri with quality service, exceptional craftsmanship, and a passion for customer satisfaction. They offer a wide range of services, from the foundation to the roof of the structure. Contact Andrew to make a plan to get your project completed. Acheson Construction, a company you know and trust.
Here's to a new you in 2022. You've heard of New Year, New You, but Union State Bank is offering something unique, a new view for 2022. That's right. When you use our mobile banking app, you'll get a new view of your spending, transfers, and bill payments. You can track how well you're sticking to your New Year's resolutions and meet that savings goal for your next trip, your new dream home, or that backyard remodel. Here's to a new view in 2022 with USB Mobile Banking. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Good evening, this is Joseph Kerr with Hot Country 93.7. I'd like to thank you for joining us as we're bringing you high school basketball from Winchester, Kansas. We'll be returning to the JCN versus Pleasant Ridge girls game in just a few minutes. Coming up tomorrow, we've got Benedictine College versus Baker University with the women taking to the court at 2 p.m. The men should take to the court sometime right around 4 p.m. Then join us Tuesday as we've got high school basketball again with Valley Falls at Pleasant Ridge. We'll be back in just a moment.
Since 1972, Acheson Construction has been serving Northeast Kansas and Northwest Missouri with quality service, exceptional craftsmanship, and a passion for customer satisfaction. They offer a wide range of services, from the foundation to the roof of the structure. Contact Andrew to make a plan to get your project completed. Acheson Construction, a company you know and trust.
Benjamin Franklin once wrote about investing. An investment in knowledge pays the best interest. At Cottle Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to navigate the world of investments. Let us answer your most pressing questions about the markets. Whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with, give us a call to learn more at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC.
Taking a look outside right now, we've got a few games in progress. I do have a couple of scores. We have Washington County leading Axtell at the half, 19-17. In the Nemaha Central Valley Royal Valley game, it was Nemaha Central on top at the half, 20-14. And taking a look at the Sabetha game, it's just a little bit into the third, and currently the Sabetha Blue Jays are leading the Jeff West Tigers 25-18. We're going to take a real quick look at that Weather Eye forecast.
Here's your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Partly cloudy skies this afternoon with highs around 53. Northwesterly winds 20 to 25 miles per hour. Partly cloudy tonight. Lows dip down to about 11. Highs around 30 tomorrow. Ample sunshine expected. Mainly sunny Sunday with daytime highs approaching 32. 53 Monday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki.
Outside right now around Atchison, we've got currently 30 degrees. The winds are out of the north-northeast at 7 miles per hour. Relative humidity is sitting at 50%. The barometric pressure is 29.16 inches of mercury. The dew point is sitting at 17 degrees Fahrenheit and giving us a wind chill of 25 degrees. Around the area, we've got Oskaloosa checking in at 36, Leavenworth checking in at 35, and Horton at 32.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. We now return to the gym for second half coverage of your featured.
Well, that was a little bit premature. We will be going back to Tom in just a couple of moments. But I do want to mention that we still have a couple more spots to bring in at this time. So we're going to go ahead with a few of those.
Professional and reliable service with free estimates and guaranteed work. But did you know they have a great retail space with electrical supplies for all of your do-it-yourself projects? Whether it's bulbs, batteries, connectors, or other electrical supplies, you can find it in their store at 405 North 17th in Atchison. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition. Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
KAIR is your local sports authority. On the air at 93.7 FM, online at mscsports.net. Bringing you play-by-play coverage of your favorite high school teams. And still your voice for the Benedictine Ravens. For local sports, it's always KAIR.
Amberwell Health grew right here in Northeast Kansas when Atchison Hospital rebranded with a vision to connect their communities and their care. That vision continues with Hiawatha Community Hospital joining the Amberwell family as Amberwell Hiawatha. Amberwell Health now includes two complete care locations, Amberwell Atchison and Amberwell Hiawatha, and five clinic locations in Atchison, Horton, Highland, Leavenworth, and Troy. Together, Amberwell continues to serve their communities and their patients, combining knowledge, resources, and a dedication to provide clinical excellence and compassion. Passionate care.
Welcome back to Winchester. I thought I was tardy, but I feel really good that I was really here on time and the three officials have just run up onto the court and they're saying, okay, we can go. I think may have lost time a little bit at intermission as well. Good to have you back with us. Second half is now beginning. JCN will have the ball, but they trail the visitors here 16-12 as we go to the second half. Welcome back, everybody, with Joseph in the studio. Tom Counts with you here. Good to have you along. Feed goes underneath. JCN turn on shot off the window. It's good. That's what they wanted to get done. The feed in the middle, and Clara Johnson will have her fifth point of the game. It is 16-14. 7.5 to go in the third quarter. First possession of the second half for Pleasant Ridge. Ridge in the traveling navy and gold. JCN in the home, white and Kelly green. JCN starting right back out in that zone defense. They like it. It's been good to them. And we talked about the first game between these teams. Here's a baseline three. Set sail. It's off the rim. It gets up over the top of the backboard. And it'll be called out of bounds back to JCN. We talked about the first game these two teams played a couple of months ago. It's like forever. Back on the 17th of December, 33-31, the Pleasant Ridge win. And this game is shaping up much like that. We're a minute into the third quarter, and it's 16-14. So, again, 33, probably going to win this game. Here's a beat over to the right side. Elizabeth Easterday is in. And let me also kind of give you, it's not really much of an update. I guess more of a reminder that Tira was due, but they twisted an ankle a little earlier in this game. Here's a turnaround shot by Macy Thompson. It gets blocked, and she's fouled in the process and will come to the free throw line for two. The foul is going to be on Pleasant Ridge. Ava Potter, it is her first foul of the game, and team foul one of the second half by either club. So right now, Terwis Duba is on the side with a huge ice bag on that right ankle. Free throw is up, but it will not go in for Macy. She was 2 of 2 at the line prior to that shot. That's where she has gotten her only 2 points of the evening. One more shot coming up here for the center for JCN. That one rims out. She will hit neither of them. And a rebound down to Pleasant Ridge. Cleared away by Mia Ernzen, who's back in the game with those two fouls she got early in the contest. Turnaround hook shot underneath is up no good. And Macy upstairs to clear down another rebound for Jeff North. Elizabeth Easterday coming up the floor, and the ball knocked out of bounds. Hits the official, but the official is part of the court. You got to remember that. So as it goes out of bounds, it will be back to Jefferson County North. The guys game coming up after this one. Huge game for both teams. Pleasant Ridge and JCN guys. And stick around. We'll have that one right at the end of this one. Here's a drive down the right side of ball. It's going to be batted. Bree stole it away. Up with the will come the Lady Rams. It's 6:10 to go in the third quarter. They have the basketball leading it by two and are still looking for their first points of the second half. Top side with the ball. And again, against that 1-3-1 JCN zone defense. At the top, it's going to be Gabby Watkins, senior point guard, dishes it over to the left side to Bella Major, the freshman. Now she'll square up. Watkins three off the rim once, twice, and off the third time it rolls in. Gabby Watkins will have her second three of the game. It is 19-14, 5-point lead, the largest advantage of the game for Pleasant Ridge. 5.5 to go, and the JCN offense turns it over again. For the third quarter, Pleasant Ridge for the basketball, leading it by 5. Major will take it over to the right side, comes out between the circles. They'll dish it back over to the left edge. Riley Cox, long cross-court pass. That's going to be Avi Nooch. Watkins gets double-teamed. She tries to drive in, and we're going to get a timeout taken by Coach Laurie Gann for Pleasant Ridge. So as the Lady Rams take a timeout, so shall we. This occurs here at 5:15 to go in the third quarter. And your score, Pleasant Ridge 19, Jeff North 14.
Whether it's a breakfast sandwich to start your morning off right, a sub with chips, drink, and a cookie to help you power through the afternoon, or footlongs for a family dinner, Subway has it all. And it's never been easier to get your Subway. Order online or through the Subway app, and they'll have your meal ready when you arrive. Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
We're back to play here in Winchester. Games around the area. Halftime, Jeff West leading Sabetha. Kind of a similar score. It was 16-13 there. Emaun Central leading Royal Valley 20-14. Hiawatha trails Holton at halftime 15-12. So a lot of low-scoring games going on around the area here so far tonight. Pleasant Ridge for the basketball in play. We're back at it. They lead by 5 here at 19-14. A little over half of the third quarter remains. Back over to the right side, Ridge. Maddie Heim goes down to the baseline, and is she fouled as the official comes up here? I thought maybe she just stepped on the baseline, but that is not the case. She was fouled underneath. It'll be the first foul of the game by Lydia Tweed, JCN, team foul one of the second half. Team fouls are even at one each. The ball comes in to Gabby Watkins. She wants it in the middle of the worst way. Just can't get it there, and brings it out on top, and now JCN is going to switch to the 2-3 zone on this inbound possession. The ball around to the left side, driving to the baseline. The shot goes up, partially deflected by Thompson. Rebounding it down is going to be Easterday. Elizabeth into the forecourt, changing hands with the dribble, crosses over to the top, dumps it over to the right side of Johnson. Johnson back out on top to Easterday. 4:20 to go in the third quarter. JCN works the outside. Pleasant Ridge will stay with their player D. Back out on top of it is going to be Lydia. Tweed looks to the middle, pivoting with the right foot. It's going to have to move pretty soon. Get that out on top, Johnson. Clara stops, pops, 12-footer off the glass, rolls off, no good. Rebounding it down, Pleasant Ridge and Maddie Heim. Maddie will bring it up the court herself, taking it down the right side, kicks it over to the edge with a three-point shot, airborne and good. And that is a third three-pointer of the evening for Gabby Watkins. And we're taking a JCN timeout. Brink of the action, called by Coach Knoll at 3:54 to go in the third quarter. Pleasant Ridge 22, JCN 14.
KAIR is your local sports authority. On the air at 93.7 FM, online at mscsports.net. Bringing you play-by-play coverage of your favorite high school teams. And still your voice for the Benedictine Ravens. For local sports, it's always KAIR.
Amberwell Health grew right here in Northeast Kansas when Atchison Hospital rebranded with a vision to connect their communities and their care. That vision continues with Hiawatha Community Hospital joining the Amberwell family as Amberwell Hiawatha. Amberwell Health now includes two complete care locations, Amberwell Atchison and Amberwell Hiawatha, and five clinic locations in Atchison, Horton, Highland, Leavenworth, and Troy. Together, Amberwell continues to serve their communities and their patients, combining knowledge, resources, and a dedication to provide clinical excellence and compassionate care.
As we return, coming out of the court for Jefferson County North, it's going to be Clara Johnson and Elizabeth Easterday. We've got Abby Laird out there with Lydia Tweed. And rounding it out over on the far side, it's going to be Claire Jobbins. The drive down the court, and Easterday goes straight down the middle, going for the rim, and gets fouled. Is it coming in play, or are they going to call it a shot? They're going to say fouled on the drive, not on the shot. It'll be the second foul of the game by Maddie Heim. The J.C. in inbounds. It's going to be slapped away, knocked away out of play at midcourt. And the Lady Chargers are going to be putting it in play from back there. 3:45 to go in the third quarter. Some perimeter shooting has been the difference in this one, and Pleasant Ridge has been able to hit some. They've pushed their lead now to 8. It is their largest advantage so far this evening. Chargers into the lane. They're falling away. Shot is up, no good, but it will be 2 free throws coming up here for Jeff North and Lydia Tweed. As our official comes over to the scorer's table, the foul that's going to be whistled on Bella. Bella Major, her first foul. And for the Rams, it'll be team foul 3 of the second half. 3.5 to go here in the third quarter. Couple of free throws set for Lydia Tweed. She's 0-for-1 at the line, has 2 points tonight. Takes a long look. The first one, perfect. That is her third point, and first point for JC in, well, within 1 second of 4 minutes since they had scored. One more shot coming up. Lydia eyes it, sends it on its way, and it will not go in. Rebounded down by Pleasant Ridge. Here come the Lady Rams. They lead it by 7. Gabby Watkins dumps it off on top, and Riley Cox, the freshman, will wing it around to the right side. Brings it back out between the circles, back over to the right to Bella Major. JC in flexing that long zone. Here's another 3. Set sail and hit again, and Gabby Watkins is hot. That is her 3rd of this third quarter. 25-15, and JC in some trouble here with 3 minutes to play in the third quarter. Lady Chargers is going to have to find some offense. Out on top of it is going to be Abby Laird playing it up at the high post. Can't get a cutter to the middle. It's going to have to bring it up between the circles of Lydia. Tweed will drive down into the lane, pull up from 10, and rims out no good. Rebounding it back down is going to be Pleasant Ridge. Here comes Watkins. She's bringing it up the floor, and she has the hot hand on the court right now. 2.5 to play in the third quarter. Watkins, 3 threes already here in the third. She's going to pull up. Nope, going to change her mind. And the cross-court pass will be slapped away, knocked out of bounds. Jaycee is going to bring Macy back in for Abby. We getting another timeout? Yeah. Coach Stone's going to take another timeout. Trying to find the offense. We'll see what he does to initiate some scoring. 2:24 to go in the third quarter with a timeout. The score remains Pleasant Ridge 25, Jefferson County North 15.
Whether it's a breakfast sandwich to start your morning off right, a sub with chips, drink, and a cookie to help you power through the afternoon, or footlongs for a family dinner, Subway has it all. And it's never been easier to get your Subway. Order online or through the Subway app, and they'll have your meal ready when you arrive. Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Well, JCN, taking that time out, it was originally put in the ball and playing for midcourt on the far side. 220 and rolling along here to play in the third quarter. Still plenty of time, but again, for the Lady Chargers, going to have to find some points. Here's a drive from the free throw line. The off balance shot is set up and misses. Rebound aggressively taken away by Macy. Good rebound. Good defensive board here for the Lady Chargers. And back up with the comes JCN. Up dish it over to the right side. Johnson has it above the circle. Tries to drive in. Defended very well by Major. Now from the top, the three is short. And a rebound cleared down by Pleasant Ridge. Ridge coming up with the basketball. And that was a rebound by Emma Murphy, who has checked in on that last time out. Pass comes off on top to Riley. She'll go to the baseline. The shot, no. And a rebound down to Lydia Tweed. JCN coming up the floor. Into the forecourt, Claire Jobbins goes over to the left side. Long cross court, and the pass is short and stolen back by Pleasant Ridge. Coach Gann on her feet telling her team, slow this thing down a little bit. They have a 10-point lead and a minute 15 to go in the third quarter. Yeah, trying to come up with a steal. We get a little contact and whistle and a foul on Easter Day. Elizabeth will collect her second foul of the game, and it will also be team foul two of the second half by Jeff North. Pleasant Ridge making a duo of substitutions. Kelsey Coe will come back into the game. And also back in comes Mia Ernson. Ridge basketball, just over a minute to go here in the third. Coe will take it up top side, pivot with the left foot, dump it over the left side of the lane, driving into the middle. The shot is going to be up, fading away. It's up and no good. Rebound saved underneath the goal. Ridge is going to have it back. Here's a long two, set sail and scored. Counting the two-point shot with the toe on the line. Fifth point of the game for Maddie Heim. JCN down a dozen. It's 27-15. Here's a shot by the Lady Chargers. No good. And on the rebound, players hit the deck. And we will have a foul called on JCN. The whistle on Lydia Tweed. It'll be her second. She's picked up back-to-back fouls now. 46 seconds to go in the third quarter. Pleasant Ridge with the basketball, and they have a 12-point lead. JCN has been able to score 3 points in this third quarter. Back up court with it will come Coe. Kelsey feeds underneath a beautiful pass. The shot won't fall, but a foul and free throws coming the way of the Lady Rams. Going to be another foul. Lydia Tweed has picked up her first, second, and third fouls in the course of less than 2 minutes, probably maybe less than a minute and a half. And a pair of free throws coming here for Mia Ernson. 2 points in the game and 0-for-1 at the line tonight. This one is high and arcing, and the geometry works, and it's in and good. One more shot for Mia, one of the sophomores on this Pleasant Ridge team. Second one, in and out. Nope. Rebound to go down. It's going to be Macy. 28-15. JCN with a 13-point deficit. Coming up the court with a half a minute to go in the third quarter. They'll try to feed underneath. They get it there. Thompson goes up, gets fouled, and she will come to the free throw line for a couple of shots. This whistle is going to be on Emma Murphy. It'll be her second foul tonight. Team fouls are now evened up at 4 apiece in the second half. 20 seconds to go in the third quarter. Pleasant Ridge with the lead, the first free throw, no. And Macy, having hit her first two free throws of the game, has since missed her next three. One more shot coming here. On its way, and it's good. So Macy with 3 points tonight, all at the free throw line. It is 28-16. And with probably the last possession of the third quarter, Pleasant Ridge up the floor with the basketball. We're inside 10 seconds now. Driving down to the baseline. The running shot is up and missing. It's going to be stolen away with 1 second. And the half-court shot is off the mark. We are at the end of the third quarter. Fourth quarter coming up here in Winchester, Kansas. Right now it's all Pleasant Ridge. Your score, Lady Rams 28, JCN 16.
Blair Milling and Atchison has all your poultry needs. Begin with a medicated chick starter crumble to give your young chicks nutrition to grow and stay healthy. Continue with a Blair's non-medicated chick grower crumble to keep them growing and developing into laying hens. When they start laying, go to the all-mash egg. to keep your layers producing eggs and staying healthy for a long time. To answer any of your poultry needs, contact a Blair representative at 913-367-2310.
Back with you here in Winchester, Kansas, where, tell you what, the JCN Lady Chargers are going to have to push that rock up the hill a long way and get it there in a hurry. There you go to the fourth quarter, down a dozen. Trying to get 28-16. And for Pleasant Ridge, it's the Gabby Watkins show. She's got a dozen points on 4 3-point shots, 3 of them in that third quarter. The scoring falls off then pretty dramatically. Next leading scorer, Maddie Heim, off the bench with 5. For JCN, 5 is the leading scorer. That's Clara Johnson with 5. Kara Wastuba, Maisie Thompson, Lydia Tweed, 3 apiece, and 2 for Claire Jobbins. We go to play in the fourth quarter. It is Ridge basketball, and we're getting a foul on Easter Day. So stepping up a little bit the defensive intensity, Elizabeth will be the second player from JCN to pick up a third foul tonight. And it'll be Charger team foul 5. The inbound comes into the post, on the floor once, turn, shoots, misses, and a rebound tipped around. It'll be controlled down by Easter Day. She'll bring it all the way up the floor. Here comes the JCN offense. Lady Chargers are going to have to hurry, can't rush anything. 7:40 to go in the game. Thompson with it is going to be Thompson, flashing up to the high post. The feet into the lane. The ball comes down. The defender reaches in, ties it up. Jump ball coming back into Jeff North. Anytime you take that pass up high at eye level or at the top of your head and you then pull it down to turn, you're in trouble. You've got to keep that ball up as you rotate and keep it out of the reach of those players who can't get that high to reach at it. Here's the 3-point shot. JCN, nope. And a rebound will be cleared away. Up court with Macomb Pleasant Ridge. Quickly, rams it to the fourth court down the right side, but that is going to be Maddie Heim. Heim brings it out on top to Gabby. Watkins over to the left to Bella Major. Major looks inside, no room there. And Ridge with a big lead and plenty of time. Very patiently brings it back out on top. Now the drive to the baseline to the running shot is going to be up and good. Maddie Heim has 7. It is now 30-16, and we have 7 minutes to go. A 14-point lead, the largest advantage of the game for Pleasant Ridge. And now as we come up the court, we'll have a Ridge foul. I'm sure that's going to drive Coach Gann crazy as Gabby Watkins will pick up her first. I would think that Coach Gann would like nothing more than for her team to play a very clean and very speedy fourth quarter. Here's a shot by Easter Day for 3. It'll come up short. And a rebound back down to Lady Rams. They'll go all the way to the other end of the floor. The driving shot is up and missing. Offensive rebound followed up and missing. And this time the rebound pulled down by Thompson. And they try to reach in and steal it from her. She's able to wrench it back free. Here's a running three on the other end. No. Rebound followed up and missed again, but a foul called it. Free throws coming up for JCN, but the clock ticking at 6.5 to play. Foul is going to be on Pleasant Ridge Emma Murphy, and the sophomore has her third foul tonight. Coming to the line, Lydia. Free throw. No. Lydia Tweed unable to hit that one, and JCN has struggled mightily at the free throw line. 3 of 10 right now. Second free throw. Yes! 4 of 11 the team is at the free throw line, and Lydia with her 4th point of the game. It's 30-17. Claire Jobbins is going to come back in for JCN. Also, Zeta Knoll is in the game. 6.5 to go in the contest. JCN trailing by 13 in Pleasant Ridge. Patiently working the ball around. It is the smart play. The drive to the free throw line, no room there. Back on the top, it'll come to Gabby. She's got her name at the top of the list for the Bank of Atchison Player of the Game. I mean, no question, I think, about that at this point. Inbound, it comes out on top again to Bella Major. Arch toward the middle. Bring it back over to the left side. Gets it there to Gabby. Comes out on top, a little travel, no whistle, but Bunny Hop shot is up and missing. And a rebound will be cleared down by J.C. Inch. Sweeping it down is going to be Claire. Chavez outlets it over to the left side of Zetter, who's passed into the middle with two hands and batted away. Now it's knocked away again and saved by Jeff North. The feed down to the baseline left. Chargers work it out toward the top side. And now being grabbed and a jump ball called. And I'm going to tell you what Pleasant Ridge brings to the table is an aggressive style of play. If you've got that ball where they can get to it, they're reaching in, they're going to try to knock it away, they're going to try to grab it and wrench it for you, they're going to try to tie you up at least and get a jump ball, which is what occurs here. And back up with it will come. Pleasant Ridge, 5:40 to go. Ridge up 13. The drive down to the left side. The ball's going to be knocked away, and it's going to be stolen. Claire Jomins coming up with the basketball. Here she comes, racing down the right side, dumps it into the corner to Easterday. Skip pass over to the right side of the lane. In a lot of traffic there, Lydia brings it back off on top. Here's Johnson with it. She's the leading scorer, I suspect, for J.C. right now. Yeah, still is with five. Top side is going to be Lydia. Looks in the middle. The offense kind of just standing around a lot. Now here's a feed to the left. The three. No. Rebound out of bounds. Going to be Lady Charger basketball. Pleasant Ridge will put Riley Cox back into the game, and Bella Major will get a little breather. With 5 minutes to play, JCN brings it in. Out on top. The three. Launch. No. Rebounded underneath. Followed up. No. Rebound. Pleasant Ridge. So JCN missing the putback shots, the high percentage, very close in shots that you just can't afford to let get away. Here's a jumper from the right side. It's going to be up and good. The bucket by Emma Murphy for two. Her first points tonight. 32-17, and again, a new high water mark. Up 15 is Pleasant Ridge. A runner from the right side. Rims out no good. And a rebound down to Gabby Watkins. We're at 4.5 to go in the game. Pleasant Ridge comes up the floor. The drive underneath and the little bounce pass is going to be errant, and the Chargers will come up with it. Johnson will bring it down. She's reached in on a bump twice, and on the third defender coming in, it's going to be called for the foul. The whistle is going to be on Maddie Heim. It'll be her third foul tonight. JCN will bring in a new player. It's going to be Jocelyn. Jocelyn Severs in the game now. Jocelyn is a junior on the team. And the officials getting things lined up here. It's going to be Pleasant Ridge basketball. 4:13 is all that's left to play. Inbound it comes, and here comes Pleasant Ridge. A race down the right side. I suspect going to get this ball back out on top. It takes some time and run a little off that clock. 4 minutes exactly to go. Out on top, here's Gabby. Watkins dishes over to the left side. Katie Heim with it there. Back over to Watkins. Pass comes out on top, and it's going to be saved before going over and back. Pleasant Ridge will continue to control. Now the pass into the middle is batted. Player goes up for the shot and tumbles to the floor, and they're going to say it's going to go out of bounds, and we'll be off Pleasant Ridge, having been touched last by Mia Ernzen. 3:40 to go. Back up the floor, Jefferson County North. Chargers will work around to the left side. The crowd here is phenomenal, although they've been relatively quiet tonight. A lot of people here supporting both teams, but they're kind of somber. It's kind of quiet. We're going to get a timeout. Coach Noel, JCN, taking a break. Let's do it with him, Joseph. 3.5 to go in the game. Pleasant Ridge 32, Jeff North 17.
Winter weather got you down? Need a little vitamin D boost to get you out of your slump? Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With 3 tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6 Mondays through Thursdays and 10 to noon on Fridays and Saturdays. Call 913-367-1511 to schedule and get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Hey, welcome back. We're in Winchester, Kansas, with 3.5 minutes to go in this ladies' game. Pleasant Ridge with a very comfortable 32-17 lead. A lot of games around the area have come to a conclusion, and with that, some of them are Centralia knocking off Valley Heights 33-29. It was Sabetha over Jeff West. In fact, Sabetha outscored Jeff West 21-8 in the second half to win that one 34-24. Nemaha Valley over Royal Valley 45-29. Some of the games around the area that have already gone final here this evening. JCN putting the ball in play, coming out of the timeout. Pass is going to be batted away, knocked out of bounds, and it'll be put back in again right in front of the JCN bench. Jocelyn Seaver will do the inbound work here. Holding the ball high above her head, brings it in over on the right side to Johnson. Johnson comes off to the top. Dribbles with the right hand, kind of clearing out a little with the left. Gets it in the middle to Lydia. Tweed back comes to Johnson. 3:10 left. And then as Johnson pulls the ball down, defenders again just swarm. They grab it, tie it up, jump ball. Seaver coming out of the game and back in for her. JCN will come Elizabeth Easterday, the senior. Pleasant Ridge basketball, they have it in the backcourt. JCN is going to press a little bit with just over 3 minutes to go. And we're going to, that pressure is going to force an early turnover. Ridge travels with the basketball in the backcourt. It'll be JCN ball coming and playing right in front of their bench. Easterday will do the inbound work. 3:05 to go. Out on top, it's going to be Johnson. Clara comes over to the right side, gets it to Lydia. Lydia looking in. No room, brings it back on top. Will cut into the lane. Back twist, turn, may have traveled. No whistle. Shot goes up and misses in the rebound. Cleared away by Mia Ernst, and Pleasant Ridge will come back the other way. Not a ton of scoring in this game. Neither team shooting especially well, but some hot shooting in the third quarter by Gabby Watkins has been the difference here tonight. 32-17, Pleasant Ridge. The feed over to the left block. Starting into the lane, no room. Comes back out on top. The straightaway three, in and out, no. Rebounding it down is going to be Macy. And again, a much smaller player races in, ties her up. And all in the position, back will come to the Chargers. 2:20 to go in the game. Possession error will go to Pleasant Ridge next time it comes in. Here's a feed over to the left, and Easterday goes in and gets fouled and pushed from behind by Bella Major. It is her second foul, and JCN, she's coming to the line for two anyway, but that'll be JCN already in the bonus. Easterday coming to the line. Elizabeth looks for her first point of the game and does not hit that first one. She'll have one more shot coming her way. Guys game coming up after this one, so don't get too far away. And Joseph, a little programming note as the second free throw is up and good. A programming note, this is Jefferson County North's King and Queen of Courts night, so we may have a slightly extended time between the games. I will keep you apprised of all of that. 32-18 is the Pleasant Ridge lead, and we're at 2:10 to go. Ridge into the forecourt, and Maddie Heim has it on top, goes into the lane, dishes over to the right side, little running layup, it's up, it's good, plus one. So an opportunity at a conventional three-point play for Emma Murphy. Counting the bucket, the foul is going to be assessed to Macy. Emma Murphy comes up, long look, stares it down, puts it on its way, hits the back of the rim, and won't go in, but the long rebound cleared down by Bella Major. She's got it in the corner, JC, and reaches in, and they're going to knock the basketball away. Here come the Chargers. Right side is going to be Johnson. Back into the middle, the turning shot, no. Rebound, Macy will have it knocked out of her hands, knocked out of bounds, and it comes back in again to Jeff North. But down to a minute 45 to play. The ball coming in down to the baseline. It'll be Easterday to inbound it. Looking for some help. Gets it to Macy. Her pass on top is telegraphed, intercepted, stolen away. And as she comes into the full court with the basketball, Gabby Watkins uses that experience that a senior is going to have, slows it down, and looking for her team to coast in for the win here tonight with a minute and a half to go, leading by 16. Here in the long cross-court pass is thrown away. Last thing that Coach Gann wanted to see have happen there. Into the game for JCN. We're going to get Jocelyn Siebert. We're going to get Zetanol. We're going to get Abby Laird. So for Coach Noel, I'm looking out of the floor, and I see one starter still on the court, and she will not be there very long. With a minute 20 to go, he's got more players at the scorer's table. Minute 15 left. Casey and out on top. The ball's going to be knocked away. Diving down the court. The shot up, rejected out of bounds by Claire Jobbins. Bradley Cox is back in for Pleasant Ridge. Into the game for JCN, we're going to see both Brianna Roller, a freshman, and freshman Kennedy Hernandez. Here come the Rams, and reaching in, that was a good aggressive play by Zetanol. She ties up the ball, pulls it away, and possession error is coming back to Pleasant Ridge. Ridge will have it into their baseline with just over a minute to go in the game. And a 16-point lead. It comes in. The three is launched and missed. We're going to get a foul and three subsequent free throws. Whistle is going to be on Zeta. It's her first foul tonight. And at the line for Pleasant Ridge, Maddie Heim. Maddie's got 7 points tonight. Has not had a free throw opportunity this evening, and her first one is perfect. Let's see if she can make it to double-figure scoring with this free throw appearance. Second of three, up and rolling, and it went in somehow. She got the first and the second. And sophomore Maddie Heim, looking for the trifecta here. Eyes it up, airborne, and no. Can't get it to ball, but we're going to get a Pleasant Ridge rebound. It is now 36-18. And we are under a minute to go. Pleasant Ridge has, for all intents and purposes, gone to a four-corner offense. JCN, are they going to step out? Oh, they're going to go to the left, and a three-point shot taken from there will miss, and JCN will rebound it down. Coming up with the board is going to be Zetanol. And we get to midcourt, and we're going to have a Pleasant Ridge foul. Is JC going to come to the line with this? I suspect they are. The foul is going to be the fourth of the game by Pleasant Ridge, Maddie Heim. Maddie's going to check out now. And JC at the free throw line, the front half of the 1-1 will not quite go in for Jocelyn. And the battle for the rebound, it's going to be won by JC. And Jocelyn got down there and got her own board. Here's a drive to the right side. The handover to Abby Laird, who will square from 15. The shot up a little bit shy. And a rebound, vital four. It's going to go out of play. Come back into Pleasant Ridge. 17 seconds left. Coach over here, Coach Jerry White, assistant coach of Pleasant Ridge, on his feet saying, no shots, guys. Just get across the timeline, and that's going to do it. Your final score tonight here in Winchester in the ladies' game, Pleasant Ridge 36, JCN 18. And we'll be back to summarize it for you right after this.
Thanks for listening to local high school basketball on CARE Radio 93.7. Stay tuned for post-game coverage featuring a game recap and your Bank of Atchison Player of the Game. That's coming up right after these messages from the Bank of Atchison.
Amberwell Health grew right here in Northeast Kansas when Atchison Hospital rebranded with a vision to connect their communities and their care. That vision continues with Hiawatha Community Hospital joining the Amberwell family as Amberwell Hiawatha. Amberwell Health now includes two complete care locations, Amberwell Atchison and Amberwell Hiawatha, and five clinic locations in Atchison, Horton, Highland, Leavenworth, and Troy. Together, Amberwell continues to serve their communities and their patients, combining knowledge, resources, and a dedication to provide clinical excellence and compassionate care.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Your car is a complex machine filled with the latest technology. It needs quality service to keep it running right. By taking your car or truck to Lewis Chevrolet Buick in Atchison, you will have a peace of mind knowing your vehicle will be maintained and repaired by highly trained professionals. The Lewis Chevrolet Buick Service Department stands behind their work with a guarantee you will feel good about. So bring your vehicle into the people who understand it best. Lewis Chevrolet Buick, great cars and great service. Call them at 913-367-3000 or stop by 314 Woodlawn in Atchison.
Good to have you back with us here as we'll recap the ladies' game. They get prepped for the second contest of the night here, the guys' meeting. Well, Pleasant Ridge winning a 36-18, and it was the third quarter that was really the difference maker in the game. Pleasant Ridge ends up led in scoring tonight by Gabby Watkins. In that third quarter, she had three threes, ends up with four threes, 12 points, and is your Bank of Atchison player of the game. Pleasant Ridge senior Gabby Watkins. Following her was Maddie Hine coming off the bench to score 9. 4 tonight for Emma Murphy. 3 each in for Riley Cox, Mia Ernson, and Bella Major. Ava Potter with 2. For Jefferson County North, leading the way offensively, it was Clara Johnson with 5. 4 in the game for Lydia Tweed. 3 each, Tara Wistuba and Macy Thompson. Claire Jobbins had 2, and it was Elizabeth Easterday with 1. JCN goes down to, 10-7 and 7-6. Pleasant Ridge advances to 8-9, 6-7. We're going to take a little bit of a break, and I'll keep you up to speed on what's going on, Joseph, as we'll count this thing down to the beginning of the second half for the second game. Get the final score in the ladies' contest. It was Pleasant Ridge 36, Jeff North 18. We're going to kick it back now to the Care Radio Sports Studios, where Joseph will, as always, take very good care of you until the guys' game coming up.
Thanks for listening to local high school basketball on Care Radio 93.7. Keep up to date with game recaps and the latest sports schedule online at mscsports.net. This has been an MSC Sports production.
Here's your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Partly cloudy skies this afternoon with highs around 53. Northwesterly winds 20 to 25 miles per hour. Partly cloudy tonight, lows dip down to about 11. Highs around 30 tomorrow, ample sunshine expected. Mainly sunny Sunday with daytime highs approaching 32. 53 Monday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki.